relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Big potential news today with regards to the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. The president's response team held a presser in the White House earlier this morning. The president right now is in FEMA. He is again with his team. They are having a meeting with the governors, a teleconference meeting on the response and the support that his administration is giving from the National Response Coordination Center. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. We have some very exciting news about a potential treatment for the virus. We're going to talk about that detail, the audio from that presser. It is something called hydroxychloroquine, which has been used as a malaria treatment, a treatment for parasitic ailments as well. But there are reports coming out of Europe from French doctors especially that this may be a potential treatment for the Wuhan coronavirus. On top of that, we have a very full show for you today. If you missed our special, our 1 hour special on the coronavirus yesterday with my colleagues at Salem, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and our White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the whole hour is available for free. We're posting it on my social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and also all the other Salem platforms. We're going to make that a regular part of my show so that every week you get the information that you can rely upon. Before we go to the rest of today's show, we're going to have, God willing, fingers crossed, the Surgeon General of the United States, Jerome Adams, will be with us later. My former White House colleague, Boris Epstein, Breitbart's Washington political editor, Matt Boyle. We're going to have somebody who I'm very excited about, who I think it's an underserved story, and that's the lifeblood of America. By that I mean the truckers who keep us fed, who make sure that gas is delivered to our gas stations, make sure medicines are shipped across the nation. So we're going to have Bill Sullivan, who is with the American Trucking Association, talk about how they are faring and their role in the response. And then Mike Gonzalez of the Heritage Foundation. And then lastly, Charlie Kirk. Before we get to the latest updates, can I ask you a favor? Can I ask you whether you like the First Lady? If you think the First Lady is perhaps one of the most gracious, beautiful first ladies we've ever had, who has done great things for various constituencies in our nation that are underserved, including with her Be Best campaign. I need to tell you something. There's an individual who goes by the name of Rick Wilson. And he wishes that the First Lady would catch the coronavirus. How do I know this? Because last night at 9:16 p.m. Eastern, he retweeted a CNN story that reported that the First Lady, Melania Trump, is going to appear in public health PSAs, public service announcements, to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Which, of course, is what you'd expect from this incredible woman. So he retweeted it with one word. Hashtag be infected. Rick Wilson, who is used by CNN as a quote-unquote GOP strategist, so hates the president, so hates you and everyone that voted for the president, that he's tweeted that he wishes Melania Trump to be infected with the Wuhan coronavirus. If you're on Twitter, would you tell him what you think of what he did last night? Because he's very proud of it. He hasn't deleted it. It's still up there. He's reposted it, recommented on it dozens of times, saying that, yes, he meant it. He goes by The Rick Wilson on Twitter, at The Rick Wilson. And he said, hashtag be infected to the First Lady. I think that's wrong. I think it's not only un-American when we're not facing a national crisis, it is doubly so when we are facing a national emergency. Let's give you the updates on what is happening from the White House. Earlier today, we have the FDA's Stephen M. Hahn, who has been discussing this incredible potential treatment for the corona Wuhan virus, chloroquine. Let's listen to Stephen Hahn of the FDA Cut 9. Let's get Cut 9. Is it processed? Are we good? Do it.
Since early January, long before the first domestic case, FDA began working in collaboration with CDC. I also want to note that we stood up an incident command group and have been focused on the coronavirus since the very beginning of this public health emergency. This is, in addition, an all-of-government and all-America approach, and I'll describe what I mean by that in terms of the development of therapeutics. An important part of that work is expanding the potential therapeutic options associated with coronavirus, and we've learned from our colleagues across the globe about this. As an example, many Americans have read studies and heard media reports about this drug, chloroquine, which is an anti-malarial drug. It's already approved, as the president said, for the treatment of malaria as well as an arthritis condition. That's a drug that the president has directed us to take a closer look at as to whether an expanded use approach to that could be done to actually see if that benefits patients. And again, we want to do that in the setting of a clinical trial, a large, pragmatic clinical trial, to actually gather that information and answer the question that needs to be answered and asked and answered.
Things are moving very quickly, but there seems to be good news every single day. And let's transition to what the vice president had to say from the same podium earlier today with the latest update on our nation's response. Vice President Mike Pence, Cut 8.
Yesterday, the president spoke with America's top physicians and nurses and garnered helpful insights about how we can best serve those who are serving Americans that are dealing with the coronavirus. We also had a productive call with over 5,000 state and local officials, explaining the federal government's approach and our strong and seamless partnership with all 50 states and the territories. Last night, as you heard, the president signed the Family First Coronavirus Response Act, which provides free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave, family leave for caregivers, and food assistance for the needy, among a broad range of benefits. And today, as the president indicated, we expect that the Senate will begin work on an economic relief package. Later today, the president and I will meet again in a teleconference with the nation's governors. We will meet at the National Response Coordination Center at FEMA and outline President Trump's decision to have FEMA take the lead in our national coronavirus response. Our nation's response through FEMA will be locally executed, state managed, and federally supported. On testing, we want the American people to know once again that testing is available in all 50 states and is becoming increasingly available literally every hour of the day. Because of the public-private partnership that the president initiated several weeks ago with major commercial labs, I'm pleased to receive a report today that tens of thousands of tests are being performed every day. And with the passage of last night's legislation, state and private labs are now required by law to report all coronavirus testing directly to the CDC, which will give the American public and also give our researchers timely and important information.
That was the Vice President. Very important news. Testing is available in all states. But remember, if you're asymptomatic, if you have no symptoms, you do not need a test for the Wuhan coronavirus. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. Thank you to all of you who've been so generous at this time of national emergency supporting our Food for the Poor program. There is always this natural reaction that, hang on, it's about America first. We should be helping ourselves first. We will weather this. The president has said this too will end. In the meantime, there are children who are truly, truly starving right now in Guatemala. Let's listen to Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor when I asked him in studio, shouldn't we be looking after ourselves first?
It starts and it ends in gospel. Matthew 25:40 says, whatever you've done unto the least of these, yes, you've done unto me. The least of these has no flag, has no culture, has no citizenship card. The least of these is those who are suffering the most. Jesus says, who is my neighbor? The one who is suffering.
Yes, that is the prerogative. Remember that the situation in Guatemala right now when it comes to children suffering from malnutrition is worse than in Haiti. Let's make a difference. We're Americans. Let's, in this Lenten season, be modern missionaries. It's so easy to make a donation in any amount. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. Or you can call them on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. Just one figure, $80. Would provide food and clean drinking water for one of these children for a whole year. That's truly remarkable. I thank all of you who are supporting us, and I know the children you are helping will thank you too. Let's go to our first guest of the day. He is Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website out there. It is, of course, Breitbart.com, and he is Matthew Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Matt, are you in a safe location? How are you doing?
I am in a safe location. So
it's hard to hear you, buddy. What are you doing with that phone? You got to.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's better. That's better. So how are you doing, Matt?
Sorry. Okay. So yeah, I'm in a safe location for over a week now. I've been at my parents' house in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So I've gotten to spend a lot of time with them.
Nice.
Very well stocked up. We're ready for the worst, but we're hoping for the best. And so I'm working around the clock still trying to help guide our coverage at Breitbart to make sure that we're on top of the key narratives of the day. But we're following the president's lead and doing the social distancing thing, which is very different for society.
Oh, yes, very different. Let's talk about, you mentioned the word narrative. And we have a little audio cut. It's from something I found on Twitter from somebody who works for PBS called Yalmi Alcindor, who was in the White House press briefing room and asked the president quite a strange question. This is Yalmi Alcindor of PBS. Cut 7.
At least one White House official who used the term Kung Flu, referring to the fact that this virus started in China. Is that acceptable? Is it wrong? Are you worried that having this virus be talked about as a Chinese virus, that might
I help, wonder who said that.
Focus,
you know who said that?
That? I'm not sure the person's name, but would you condemn the fact
say
that
the term
Kung
again.
Flu? A person at the White House used the term Kung Flu. My question is, do
Kung
you think
flu.
That's wrong, Kung Flu? And do you think using the term Chinese virus, that puts Asian Americans at risk, that people
no,
might target them?
No, not at all. I think they probably would agree with it 100%. It comes from China.
Are you surprised, Matt Boyle, that this is what your colleagues are obsessing about at a White House briefing?
Well, look, I think it goes to show, and by the way, that was at the briefing yesterday. At the briefing today, there was a reporter from a conservative outlet.
Oh, we have that audio, too. Don't steal my thunder. We'll go to OAN later. I need you to comment on
okay,
Yalmi Alcindor.
Where I'm going with this is that in response to what she asked about, somebody put a thing on her chair, a printout saying, did you think your question helped fight coronavirus at all? Well, here's the thing. How does the media obsessing about trying to cover up on behalf of the Communist Party of China, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP propaganda is trying to push out the false information that this virus did not originate in Wuhan, China? It is factually accurate to point out the virus originated in Wuhan, China, that the Chinese Communist Party's mishandling of this, their lack of transparency, their silencing of whistleblower doctors, their providing of misinformation to the World Health Organization that was then woefully printed by the World Health Organization. It's still up there, by the way. Go look at the World Health Organization Twitter from January.
Yes.
They literally said Chinese doctors were telling them that it doesn't spread from person to person. That was a lie. But the misinformation and lies and mishandling of this by the Chinese Communist Party is the reason why the whole world is dealing with this crisis right now. And that is not racist or xenophobic or anything to point that out. It is accurate. It is important that we understand why this happened to the world, who's responsible for it, what entities are responsible for it. And those people who are making said allegations are inflaming the crisis worse. Yamish Alcindor, or whatever her name is not helping solve the coronavirus crisis by behaving in such a manner that is beneath the dignity of the Washington Press Corps. This is a time when we need every American to come together and people need to cut the nonsense. And by the way, my hat's off. There are many Democrats up on Capitol Hill. I don't want to get into specifics who have done decent things. There are some of the governors who are out there like Cuomo and Newsom, and President Trump has talked about this in the briefings, who are putting the partisan nonsense aside. It's time for the establishment media to do the same. We are all Americans here. It is time that we defeat this invisible enemy. We need to stand shoulder to shoulder, or I guess virtually shoulder to shoulder, in fighting this invisible enemy. And this type of behavior and conduct from these people in the establishment media is only hurting our country in a time of dire need.
No, this is absolutely true, but there is a point at which it's not just selfish lack of professionalism. I want to raise an even more serious issue. We are, as the president said, at war with an unseen enemy. It is a medical war against the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. But still today, I found an article, the Chinese government, one of their Twitter feeds, has on Twitter reposted a front organization's lengthy article, which is entitled China's Coronavirus, a shocking update. Did the virus originate in the U.S.? This is Chinese state propaganda. This is information warfare. And I retweeted that government post from the Chinese and tagged Jack Dorsey of Twitter. And I have one question for you. We believe in the First Amendment as conservatives, but we do not believe in providing platforms for enemy nations to propagate lies and propaganda. Jack Dorsey, are you okay with Twitter being used as a platform for Chinese communist propaganda on the Wuhan coronavirus? We shall see what his response is. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation and live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
If you enjoy America First, if you enjoy the Salem product platforms, you know how we're here? Because we're not supported by the government. We don't get any handouts. It is sheer capitalism that keeps these shows broadcasting across the airwaves and all social media platforms. How do we do that? With our incredible sponsors. And one of the best is, of course, our buddy, guest host of America First, Mike Lindell. And because you're part of our family, he's given you the biggest discount he's ever offered on TV or radio. 60% of his products. I rest my head every night on one of his premium MyPillows, as does the president. You'll get 60% off you if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, secret code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with our good friend, Mr. Washington Politics for Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, the president is right. This will end. We will come through it. We will again be the richest, the most powerful, the greatest nation on God's earth. There is a really intriguing question that I have to ask you as the political Washington face of Breitbart. Mm-hmm. Could we see a real reshaping of domestic politics after we come out of the coronavirus?
Yeah, I think so. First off, the people who got us into this crisis are the globalist elites, the foreign policy establishment, the deep state, the media establishment, yes. All these failed institutions of the past that have been gripping onto trying to secure their grip on power, that President Trump's election here in the U.S. in 2016 and also Brexit in the U.K. in 2016 and the lead up to that. Really shook free, right? Those things were such big moments in world politics. It sent these people into a spiral. They've still tried to claw onto the power that they've had for 40 years. But it's those people that have got us indebted to China. It's those people that sent our drug manufacturing over to China so that now the Chinese are openly talking about cutting off sending antibiotics to the United States because they make them all over there,
yes,
or a lot of them. It's those people that sent our critical manufacturing over there. It's those people that have indebted us technologically through China's 5G efforts to the Chinese and Huawei. It's those people that failed. It's those people that are responsible for empowering communist China that has led to this coronavirus crisis. So when this is over and we do get out of this, and the day will come, and I don't know when it's going to be, but when we do get out of this, it's important that we understand that those people failed us, and we need new leaders to take their place and to lead us out of this crisis. That's what's really interesting, what's happening in these different negotiations right now on Capitol Hill. And like I said, there are, in the last segment there are a lot of Democrats who are doing some decent things on some of this stuff. There were some things in that second coronavirus package that passed Congress, the one that Pelosi led. I'm not trying to credit her, but there were some things in there that were decent for this whole thing, right, with the free testing and
yes.
stuff. That's important. This next coronavirus package that they're doing right now that they're negotiating in the Senate, the third package, this is the big one. This one is going to be a $1.3 trillion package based off all our reporting. But the key thing in there is the direct payments to people who have lost their jobs as a result of this to all Americans. Now, look, this isn't a permanent thing. Like, it's not like people are going to – it's not like Andrew Yang universal basic income forever. But look, here's the deal. As we laid out in the last segment, no American is responsible for this. It's nobody's fault. It's not like the 2008 financial crisis where the big banksters are the problem. It's not like the stimulus during the Obama administration where there were all sorts of other people that were responsible for it. This is no American's fault. This is the fault of the Chinese government. So what President Trump, and very much like how FDR got us through out of the Great Depression and through World War II, the President Trump could very well oversee a major political realignment going into the future, depending on how this is handled. And this is why these direct payments to Americans who have been wrongly targeted and victimized by the Chinese government are extraordinarily important. So we'll see how it all comes together. But this is a major moment in American history.
We're talking to Matthew Boyle. Matt Boyle, tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Just one word of caution. Yes, we want to have the GOP, we want to have conservatives reconnect with the American people, the backbone, the working people, not the workers, because that's what communists call them, but the people who build America. But we don't need FDR-like big government. This is a crisis, this is a national response, but this could be the proof that this president cares for those Americans more than the left ever did. Thank you, Matt. Keep safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Patriot Mobile is here to support you in staying connected to your family and your loved ones at this difficult, difficult time. That's why they have reduced all their plan pricing for a limited period on their mobile networks. There has never been a better time to make the easy switch to Patriot Mobile. Keep your same phone number, your phone, or buy a new one and enjoy no contract and no hidden fees. And this company supports your values. Unlike the big mobile companies that support left-wing causes, Patriot Mobile is on your side. They are experts at activating your phone, transferring all of your information, contacts, and photos seamlessly. Call their U.S.-based team on 972-PATRIOT. Or visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Use the promo code G-O-R-K-A to get your activation fees waived and a free gift and lower pricing for a limited period. Again, call 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/G-O-R-K-A. Join the good guys right now. Back with your calls here on America First.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, friends. The call board is absolutely full. I don't think I gave out the number yet. Paul, Leonardo, Jerry, Dave, Sophia, don't go anywhere. But first things first, we have a group of people that I don't think get enough attention and praise right now. Yes, we talk about the nurses, the first responders, the caregivers, and God bless every single one of them. But what is the lifeline of our nation? What are the arteries that keep us alive? It is, of course, the truckers out there that are bringing us everything we need to survive. And as such, I am delighted to have the Executive Vice President of the American Trucking Associations with us, the Federation of American Trucking Associations, Mr. Bill Sullivan. Welcome to America First.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Glad to be on.
Tell me, I'm just curious. Let's start with this question. When you bump into people who aren't familiar with what trucking does for America, How well does the average American understand the importance of your members to the functioning of our nation?
You know, that's a great question, because it's really easy to take those that you love and depend on for granted. I think that we have groups that represent the American Trucking Associations and our members who run around to schools, municipalities, who participate in all sorts of things. And so when we're interacting with the public, people absolutely understand that trucking is the glue that holds communities together. In 29 states, it is the most common job. 1 in 16 working Americans is in trucking. 3.5 million truck drivers.
1 in 16. That's incredible.
So it's a job you can't go offshore. You know, in solid economic times, it's one of the best careers out there, even if you don't want to go to college. So for young men and women and older men and women who are willing to work hard, it's possible to have a six-figure salary. You know, that's on obviously the higher end, but a median salary of $56,000. So it's really important economically, but it also 80% of communities in the U.S. are served only by truck.
Yeah.
And so the food, the fuel, and all the things we rely on, we're certainly heartened. And, I feel a little bit guilty because I don't drive a truck. I'm just somebody who's trying to help provide the resources with governments, with policymakers. But let me just say that people have been wonderful during the crisis, and the attention paid to making sure the stocks that are on the shelves, that things are moving, are good. Also to hope that we can be a calming influence. There are many months' supply of food and staples, and so the runs on stores and knocking down the fear a little bit. And everybody just sort of buckling in and doing what the president asked us to and pulling together to get past this.
We're talking to Bill Sullivan, Executive Vice President of the American Trucking Associations. You can follow them at Trucking. It's on Twitter, trucking.org, and that's dot as D-O-T. We have, and I'm biased, I know, some of the best callers in national radio, and amongst them, man, when those truckers call in, some of the best, most informed individuals that listen to our show. Can you tell us, what is the morale like amongst your associations? How are truckers doing right now in the face of this national emergency, Mr. Sullivan?
You know, I think like the rest of the country, like the rest of the world, there is some anxiety. But doggone it, Sebastian, there is a hell of a lot of pride with truckers. And so the amount of, and I think you have noted that with first responders, with doctors, with nurses, with the healthcare system, the real sense that you can make a difference. And I love to say to the group of people with whom we work in D.C. and Virginia and the Trucking Association, you know, it's really important to do a good job, but it really matters when times are tough. And so doing a great job when times are easy is terrific. But you really got to step up when times are tough, and truckers have been doing that. So some of the confusion that comes out of the restrictions and different things that are really important for public health that states and locals are doing with good intention are, confusing. Truckers are still getting through, but we're working with governors, with mayors, with DOT. Secretary Chao's been wonderful with DHS and the president to make sure that everyone keeps the way clear, that we can get supplies into people, supplies, medicine, ventilators, you name it. So as we make it through this, the pride and the dedication is just incredible. And you'll see that on social media. Clearly, you'll see that on call-in shows. But trucks are roaring across the country.
It is something we take far too easily, whether we're walking into that local grocery to buy that box of cereal, that gallon of milk, whether we're going to the local pharmacy to pick up that medication for our parents, for our children. Guess how it got there? And just listen to the figures, how many, the majority of those communities across our nation that are fed, that are supplied exclusively by those truckers. Let's say a prayer every single night, not only for the first responders, not only for those who protect our nation and who are providing health care right now, but for those modern cowboys on those steel horses that are providing everything we need. Mr. Sullivan, would you please send a message, if I can be so bold, to all of your members that America is here. We're rooting for you. And I'd like to keep this door open on our national show on America First. If you ever need anything from us or a platform to send a message to the American people, our door is always open for you, Mr. Sullivan.
We love it. And I think you've seen, there are tweets out there with hashtag thank a trucker.
Yes.
You know, we have been really steeled by all the enthusiasm, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. Our website has a lot of resources and details for any who need them, and we appreciate it very much.
Trucking.org, that is also their Twitter handle, @trucking.org. Hashtag thank a trucker. Keep doing what you do. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are live streaming YouTube, Facebook. If you miss any part of the program, you can catch it on Instagram TV after we air. All 3 hours are posted. Don't forget our coronavirus special from yesterday. We are reposting the whole hour with Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, and Mike Gallagher on all our platforms. And, of course, where you get your podcast, you can get this show as well. Get the facts from the people you can trust here on America First. We're going to go to your calls next. It's going to be Paul in Hawaii who's been waiting the longest. We'll get to you in a moment. But first, my friends, you know where we broadcast from. It's the Relief Factor Studios. Wherever I am, it's a Relief Factor Studio. And I want to give you an idea. I want to give you some advice. If you're suffering from daily pain, can I give you a suggestion? Try what I tried. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. When I met Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor, I said, I don't endorse anything unless it's real and it works. I tried Relief Factor for 2 weeks, morning and night, and my back pain disappeared. And it is still gone 16 months later. After my recent knee surgery, I trebled my dose of Relief Factor, got off those synthetic painkillers as soon as I can. Why? Because it works and it's natural and it attacks the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation, not the pain receptors. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, and you could be the next success story. Find out so easily by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That works out to less than a dollar a day. To find out if this could work for you, what can you get for a dollar a day? Absolutely nothing, except maybe liberated from your daily aches and pain. Go to relieffactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. See the incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. You should be one of them. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Hashtag thank a trucker. They're keeping America's heart ticking. Thank you to all of you out there, not just those who are listening, but all of you. Let's go to your calls. Paul's been waiting the longest in Hawaii. Line one. Welcome, Paul.
An honor, Dr. Gorka. My dad is a trucker, was a trucker. He was great. That was a real job, right? I just want to echo what all the good people of America are thinking, and that is that Rick Wilson is an absolute coward for wishing the coronavirus on the First Lady.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the main virus at CNN anyway, is cowardice, right? I think his Twitter has him backtracking on what he absolutely...
Oh, yeah, but he didn't delete it, and he didn't say sorry.
Right.
Because he's a scumbag. He's a coward, yeah. Like you said. Totally.
Right. Yeah, coward. Absolute coward. And then, he in his retort or whatever he calls it, using all those F words, curse, right? He, as if he wants to make people forget, you know. And I also wanted to mention that, the press, they're really showing their true colors.
Yes.
In the president's brilliant response to the coronavirus, especially in today's press conference. You saw that absolute stupid question from that one reporter who's asked him, oh, is Chinese food racist? It's just idiocy.
No. She was making a point that it isn't. She was actually on the president's side. We're going to play you the whole audio because she was making the point, of course it's not racist. So we're going to play that. That was OAN's Chanel Ryan. We'll play that in the next hour. Paul, is your father still with us? Is your father?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He's retired.
Will you stay on the line? I want to say thank you for being one of the people who keeps America's heart ticking. I want to send him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. I want to give him one. Stay on the line. We need your father's name and address. Will you do that, Paul?
Oh, goodness, of course.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. We'll play that audio in a moment. Let's go to line two. Leonardo in New Jersey. Welcome back, Leonardo.
Happy St. Joseph's
yes!
Day, Paisan.
Happy St. Joseph's Day, indeed.
I want to tell you how great it is to live in the United States of America, specifically my hometown, which is where Hackensack Meridian is working on the vaccine and the viral treatments. And before that area hosted Roche Holdings, which has been at the forefront of the medical. I don't think it's a national crisis. I think it's a national challenge. That's when Americans
like that.
Are out there fighting.
I like that. So how are things how are things in Hackensack, Leonardo?
No, I'm actually in Nutley, New Jersey. They have Hackensack Meridian on the old Roche campus.
Okay. How things in Nutley?
Well, I am in one of our beautiful parks on the way back from a major shop, right, where everything is available.
Even toilet paper?
There's a run, get it? A run on toilet paper and prune juice. There's a lesson to be learned there. But anyway, I just wanted to mention H1N1 swine flu came over the Mexican border in defense of our president. Not that he needs defending. He does a great job.
But Leonardo, we're out of time, but that's the next thing. Forget about the Canadian border. It's the southern border, and you're absolutely right. Stay away from that prune juice. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Boris Epstein next here on America First.